baby. I just love this place. It's such an elegant restaurant. And so romantic, too. I guess it's sort of become our place, hasn't it? I mean, the last time we were here was such a special night, remember? I guess it was about 3 months ago now. That was the night when you asked me to lock you in chastity. Remember? When we got home, you begged me to lock you up and tease you constantly. Well, a lot has changed since then, huh? Actually, pretty much everything has changed. I know it took me a minute before I really got started with this. I mean, I've always been a bit of a tease. And I was definitely intrigued by your request. But we had a good thing going and I didn't want to blow it. And I guess I wasn't totally sure I could pull it off. You know, you're a few years older than me and so successful. What if I couldn't do it right? But I made a pledge to tease you. And you have to admit, I went all in. Right, baby? And now things with us have gotten so amazing. I just love our relationship. And I know you do too. Not that you have much of a choice anymore. And now, as of today, we've reached a new milestone. You've now been locked up for a full month straight. So, tonight's kind of like an anniversary. Right, baby? I mean, a whole month of you suffering for me in that tube. All achy and horny. So, I thought it would be fitting if we came back here to celebrate. Thank you for making the reservation so promptly. You've gotten very good at doing what I ask, haven't you? Does that have anything to do with this key I'm wearing? Well, we'll see. If things go your way tonight, maybe you could finally get to come. Oh, would you like that? Yeah, I thought so. Okay then, I guess you better be on your best behavior during dinner. You've certainly started very well, getting us this quiet little table in this dark, candlelit corner. I saw you slip something to the maitre d' as we came in. I bet that helped. Do you think he noticed what I did while we were waiting to be seated? The way I was standing right in front of you, and I reached back to take your hands, and I pulled you close to hug me from behind. It must have looked so romantic. But did you notice when I subtly began rubbing my ass against your tube? Just a little wiggle to remind you of your status. I just love finding ways to tease you, especially when you're not expecting it. What's that? It makes you crazy. I know, baby. I know. And you know what else? This long tablecloth gives us some privacy too. This way I could slip my shoe up into your lap, like this, and nobody would be the wiser. But I suggest you pull your chair close up to the table. That way people might not notice me poking at your balls with my stiletto heel as I look at this yummy menu. You're getting all antsy in your seat. You better sit still, or that pretty waitress of ours might see us. You know how attentive the service is here. You know, baby, you look very handsome in that gray suit you're wearing. I'm glad I picked it out for you to wear. I think I chose your outfit well, don't you? Well, yeah, I did make some interesting choices, didn't I? Especially not giving you any underwear. You wondered about that? Well, it's simple. You know that I like to have complete access to my property at all times. You never know when I might want you to pull it out. So open your fly. Now. You heard me. Do it. Good. Now I can get my heel into your pants, like this, and poke it around a bit. Not too hard, just enough to make you squirm. Look at you, gripping the table to stay still. My poor baby. Anyway, what should we order? Everything on this menu looks so good. Baby, what are you doing? Are you panting? I said look at the menu, not stare at me. You can't help it because I'm so beautiful. Oh, that's so sweet, baby. Well, I know you like my dress. After all, we bought it together. That was such a fun afternoon last weekend when we went to that ritzy dress store downtown. We had the whole place to ourselves for like 2 hours. And I tried on dress after sexy dress for you. Each one a little tighter or more revealing than the last. With me posing for you, strutting around you. You were going crazy. Those two sales girls thought it was hilarious the way I've had you practically drooling. How your eyes bugged out every time I came out wearing something new. Back in the changing room, they started giggling with me. They said I have you wrapped around my little finger. I just smiled and told them, you have no idea. Pretty soon, they were like my wingmen, or wingwomen, suggesting the best dresses to tease you with. But the best part was when they stepped away for a few minutes, and I took you back to the changing room with me, and I really teased the shit out of you. I made you kneel behind me, and kiss my ass while I changed in and out of different dresses. Pretty soon, I had you whimpering. And then I sat on your face and pulled my lacy panties aside. You did a great job licking me off. By the time we made it back to the showroom, you were an utter mess. Well, we both agreed that this pink dress I'm wearing was the hottest one. It's so sleek and feminine. I like the peekaboo lace across my boobs, just like my lacy panties. And I like the off-the-shoulder style, how it shows off so much skin. It's so teasy. And you? You like the way it hugs every curve of my body from just above my knees all the way up to my And then, to top it off, we found one more item with the accessories. This long gold rope necklace I'm wearing. Don't you think the key looks nice on it? Just dangling there, right out in the open. Anyway, those sales girls made you blush as you paid for everything. How they kept smirking and telling me to keep him in line. I just winked at them as we walked out. We'll have to go back there sometime soon. I know they'd be happy to see us again. But for now, let me decide what I'm gonna order. Why don't you do the same? Really, I don't think you even glanced at the menu yet. What's that? I'm trying to distract you? What makes you say that? Oh. You mean how I'm still poking you with my heel? Slowly and gently at different angles? Or do you mean this? The way I keep playing with the key? Twirling it in my fingers, right between my swelling breasts, like this? And then trailing it in little circles around my nipple, this way? I guess I can see how that might be a little distracting. That's right, baby. Groan for me. I love it when I can see the torment in your eyes. What? You feel like a trapped specimen? Baby, that's so funny. Kinda true. Here, let me make it easier on you. Why don't you pull it all out? You heard me. Pull the tube and your balls out of your pants under the table. Do it. There you go. Now I can really get at them with my heels as we place our order. See? Here comes our waitress now. Sit up straight, baby, and try to focus. Hello. Your name is Christine. Thank you. Yeah, good evening. What's that? Well, yes, actually. We are here for a special occasion. Thank you for asking. What are we celebrating? Well, let's just say it's an anniversary. How should we put it, baby? I guess I'd say it's the anniversary of when we locked up our relationship. Well, now that you ask, yes, I think there is a way you could help us celebrate. But, you know, I'd like for it to be a surprise for him. Here, I could whisper it to you. Thanks. Later in the meal, I'd like it if... Could that be arranged? Thank you. That would be marvelous. I know it will really make this evening special for both of us. So, Christine, I'll tell you what. When it's the right time, I'll give you a signal. Would that be okay? Great. So, how about this? When we're ready, I'll dangle this key like this. Wonderful. Oh, you were just wondering about the key? It's so unusual how I wear it. Well, it's very special for us. Like I was saying, we kind of have our relationship locked up. You could say it helps him stay devoted to me. And you are completely devoted, aren't you, baby? Yes, he is blushing. Isn't it sweet? What's that? you're starting to get a handle on our relationship. You could say that. I do kind of run the show. Exactly. It's girl power. Just how it should be, right? It's a lot of fun. At least for me. But you love it too, don't you, baby? That's right. Well, thank you, Christine. I appreciate how understanding you are. You are a real sister. You're so right. Sisters have to stick together. Well, now that we have that straightened out, I think I'm ready to order. And given how tongue-tied Mr. Devoted here is, I'll just order for both of us. Why don't we start by sharing a plate of your best raw oysters, and then I think I'll have the salmon dish in that yummy cream sauce. And he'll have the lamb chops, medium rare. Excellent. Thank you. Well, she was nice, wasn't she? I told her too much. I don't know. I think she enjoyed it. I think a lot of women like the idea of a sexy woman riling up her man. It's romantic for them to help me tease you. They get to help me win you. But the funny part is that she probably assumes that once we get home, you'll get to fuck me silly. I think everyone assumes that, right, baby? Is that what you want all your work friends to think next week? You know, if I go with you to that big work function, like you keep asking me to? I mean, you're this successful man, and I'm this hot younger woman. Everyone just assumes I'm your trophy girlfriend. I see the jealous stares you get everywhere we go. Like tonight, from all the men in the room, we walked back to our table. But that's what makes this so great. You and I know who really rules the roost. It's our little secret, so far. But I gotta tell you, I'm starting to like showing off my power. It's fun, just like with those sales girls at the dress shop. And baby, I don't like you questioning my behavior. I can say whatever I like to the waitress. I think you know that, don't you? And besides, I'm not sure that questioning me will get you good results when we get home. Really, come to think of it, you should suffer a little for that. What would be a suitable punishment? I know. I want you to twist your own nipples right now. Hard. You can do it under your suit jacket. Use both hands. And while you do that, tell me how sorry you are for questioning me. Yes, that's right. Say it louder again. Good, baby. That makes me feel better. But you know, while we're at it, my feet are getting a little tired from all this work teasing you. I don't think you appreciate how much work it takes to keep you properly teased. I think you should make it up to them by giving them a little kiss. That's right. Now, get down there and kiss my feet. I know you're hanging out of your pants. You better make it quick then. Here, I'll help you. Whoops! I just dropped my fork off the side of the table. Could you be a dear and pick it up for me? There you go. Slip under the tablecloth. Ooh, my toes like that. And while you're down there, you can also suck my heels. Nice and slow. I think you know your place now. Oh, look, here comes Christine with the oysters. You better get in. Oh, it's no bother, Christine. I just dropped my fork and he was getting it for me. Thank you, but he didn't mind getting it. Did you, baby? Exactly. He likes doing things for me. He finds it, exciting. Right, exactly. It's satisfying for him. And exciting. You really do understand our relationship, don't you? It's your job to pay attention to those things? Well then, you're doing a great job, sister. Okay, thank you. We will. That was fun. She's wonderful. It wasn't me, or was she smirking the whole time? You don't think she saw you down there, do you, baby? I mean, what if she saw you sucking on my heel? How embarrassing for you. Then she would really know how I control you. Well, nothing you can do about that now. And those oysters look great. Let's dive in. Yum. I love the way they just slide down your throat. I hope it's okay to pick them up with my hands. I'm never certain about the proper manners for eating these. I mean, what if I just slurped one out of the shell, like this? And then licked my lips? Oh, baby, you're getting all distracted again. I love it when you sigh like that. When you want me so much that your breath catches. Here, let me feed you one before they're all gone. Oops, it slipped out. Here, quick, just suck it out of my finger. Yummy. This is so fun. You know, baby, since we're celebrating, I'm feeling generous. I have a treat for you. Watch. Yep, I'm taking the key off my necklace. Here you go. That's right. You can take it off for a little while. Wait, where are you going? No, no, silly. I want you to take the tube off right here. Under the table. Right now. You're hesitating? That's so funny. I mean, it's like all you've done for the past month is beg me to let you out. Well, here's your chance. That's right. I knew you'd cave. Just the two. You can leave the ring on. Good. Now, hand it to me and pull your chair in close. As close as you can. Now, I have an idea. A little game. You're gonna edge yourself. Here. Now. It's the first time you've stroked in days, so I know you'll enjoy it. But you do not come. And while your hands are occupied, I'm gonna enjoy the last of these oysters, sucking them out of the shell in your face. And watching you get all flushed and all squirmy. Now, here's the game. We call it Then and Now. I am going to take a little inventory of how our relationship has changed since the last time we were here. Every time I say the word then, you have to slow your stroking down, okay? But whenever I say now, you have to speed up. And remember, regardless, you do not come. Got it? Okay. Let's see. Before chastity, I mean then, I tried to be a good girlfriend. I was sweet, and I treated you nicely. Now, I still try to be a good girlfriend, but I'm less sweet. Instead, I've become a cruel cock tease, constantly making you suffer, constantly reminding you of what I'm keeping from you. And our nights together have changed too, right, baby? Then, stroke slowly, baby. After dinner, there'd be a pile of dishes in the sink. Usually I'd have to get to them the next day, but now, speed up. You do an excellent job cleaning everything for me. So sweet of you. In fact, last week you even did my laundry for me, and I didn't even have to ask. You just took it upon yourself, just to please me. That was so romantic, baby. But what else? Well, then we used to watch a movie together on the couch. Sometimes we'd make out. But now you sit below me on the rug, and as I watch the movie, you massage my feet. And sometimes you massage other parts of me. That is, until I ask you to get me more wine or something else. Oh, baby, it's so sweet how you're always asking me if I need anything and telling me how beautiful I am and how much you love me. I feel so adored all the time. How's this game going, baby? Is it fun? Oh, you don't have to answer. I see you're enjoying it. Look how flushed you are. Let's keep playing. Let's see. Then I would usually send you back to your place at the end of the evening. It was a bit frustrating for you, I know. But now, more and more, I let you stay over. I love how you've learned to hold me as I sleep, me all spooned into your arms. And your tube feels so sexy, all nestled in my ass. I know that my every little movement is such sweet torture. And you know what's the biggest change between us? Right, baby? Then, I would occasionally let you fuck me. The sex was pretty good. You were certainly attentive at all. At least until you came. But now, oh my god, the sex has gotten so incredible. Now, when I let you fuck me, you are so grateful. You move in me so carefully, watching me for what I need, and we fall into such a nice rhythm together, building so slowly until I explode. But it's been a little while since we've done that, huh, baby? Sometimes, as a treat, I let you out to edge a little, but then you have to lock back in before it's too late. I know it's been a challenge to stop in time, but you've gotten better at telling me before you lose it. Although, I can make it pretty hard on you, can't I, baby? Oh, like right now, I think you better stop. Put both hands on the table, now. Good job, baby. Did you like our game? Look at you, all out of breath. It must be so confusing for you sometimes to crave something so much that you beg for it. And I do make you beg, don't I, baby? But then for you to want it denied at the same time? What a contradiction. Who would understand that? But I do. Aren't you lucky you found me? Well, as I was saying, since chastity, our sex life has gotten so good. Most of the time, you just focus on me, which is appropriate, I'd say. And your oral skills have gotten so excellent. It took a little training, but I think you now know exactly how I like it. And I'm getting pretty good too, don't you think? Before chastity, I used to wonder if you were being pleased enough. But now, I know you are. Just by me teasing you. So I can just take my pleasure any way I want. It's so liberating. And I found some great ways. It turns out, I really get off on riding and grinding into your face. I've gotten so good at it, rubbing myself wherever I want. I know exactly how to hit all the best spots.
Wow. I can't believe this, but I'm dripping wet down there just talking about this. I was gonna wait until later in the meal, but I think it's time I gave Christine the signal. Where did she go? Oh, there she is. Good, she saw me. Let me just grab my purse. Now let's go. Come with me. What? Oh, don't worry, it's cool. I asked Christine to cover for us if we decided to go for a little walk during the meal. Come on, pull your dick in and follow me. This way. Here we are. Yes, the ladies' room. I remember from last time. It's a solo one. Quick, no one's looking. Slip in and lock the door. Now, we don't have a lot of time, but I need to get off and I want it now. Get on your knees while I sit up on the counter here. Now, pull down my panties fast while I hitch up my dress. There it is, my pussy. Oh, God, how I love seeing you down below me with that begging look in your eyes. Now, I know you're still unlocked, but no touching it. You can and will get hard, but I want your hands focused on my pleasure. Okay, get started. You know the drill. Eat me. Get me off fast and get your fingers in my pussy. Hit my G-spot. That's it. Lick me all up and down just how I like it. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck me with your fingers. That's good, baby. Oh, I needed this. Oh, yeah. Look at you below me. I so get off on that. How you're willing to suffer for me. Oh, it's so fucking hot. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm getting there. I'm gonna grab your hair and rub it all over your face. Oh, yes, baby. Oh, I'm gonna cover you with my juices. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm coming, baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All over your face. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's so good. Oh, yeah.
if anyone heard that. I got a little loud, didn't I? I hope it was good for you too. It was. I thought you'd like that, getting me off in our special place. Here, let's get your tube back on. Yes, now. I know you're hard, but I'll help you out. I planned for this. Here, stand up and let me hold your cock. Now, look me in the eyes and don't look down. Yes, I'm smiling. You didn't expect that, did you? I took some ice from the oyster plate. That should get you down fast. You just hold it there yourself now. And while you're getting your tube on, I'm just gonna freshen up here by the mirror. You know, I think we're getting pretty good at this tease and denial stuff, don't you, baby? I mean, we both learned a lot. But I'll tell you, the biggest thing I've learned, desire is all powerful. Really, your desire for me conquers any other type of power you have. It doesn't matter that you're older than me. It doesn't matter that you're bigger than me. It doesn't matter that you have a better paying job. You desire me, and that makes you putty in my hands. My toy, my servant, even my slave, if I want it. Sex gives women this divine power. It's just how we're made. So really, as a beautiful woman, it would be foolish for me not to use this power. Right, baby? For our relationship. It's like it's my responsibility to do so. And you know what? I know you love it. It turns you on to worship me. It's true. You and I are meant for each other, a perfect fit. The goddess and her worshiper. There. I think my hair looks good now, right? And I see you've got your tube back on. Good work. Although, you still look a bit stuffed in there. Was it something I said? Okay, before we head back to the table, let me tell you how the rest of this evening is gonna go. First, you are not to wash your face. I want you to smell me mixed in with the rest of the meal. Now, I want you to be especially nice to Christine. Make sure you compliment her work and are extra polite. Let her know that we hope to come back and see her again soon. And when you pay, make sure you leave her a very large tip. And finally, when you hand her the bill, I want you to ask her a question. Ask her this. Is 2 months better than one? Got it? Exactly in those words. Let's see how she responds. You know, her response may be of particular interest to you when we get home. You ready? Great. Let's go eat, baby.